Funding county services is a constant problem in western Oregon. The former Oregon and California Railroad counties, that's half of Oregon's counties, depended on timber cutting revenue from the former ONC lands to fund many services. In this age of sharply reduced timber cutting, the revenue stream is very small. County needs have not dropped, though. Josephine County in particular watched many services reduced or just cut from the county budget. Voters restored some services in last May's election, approving a special district for libraries and a property tax levy for justice services. The county juvenile shelter recently reopened for the first time in years, and there's more coming. Dave Daniel is the Josephine County Sheriff and our guest once again. Sheriff, good to have you back.
Jeffrey, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. It's always a pleasure.
I know it's not your department, but does the reopening of the juvenile center give a real boost to the sense that the justice system is growing again?
Yeah, absolutely. Excuse me. When I first started working here in 1995, I watched that justice center open. Unfortunately, back in 2012, I watched it close, and it's opening again. Here we go.
Yeah, indeed. And now compare this moment with last year before the levy. I mean, what were the options in front of you when you considered what the possible fate of your department was?
Oh, Jeffrey, it was bad. It was looking really bad. I mean, we were looking at a budget going down to just below $5 million. It would have devastated patrols in our county from the sheriff's office. We would have barely been able to keep the jail open with some extra funding from the Board of County Commissioners. I wasn't kidding when I proposed the last corrections levy that it was going to be bleak. And so I proposed the levy and took it to the Board of County Commissioners. Very fortunate that the citizens, gained some trust in us and when we're really moving forward, but it was going to be bad.
Well, given the realities of past elections, did you even let yourself think the levy might pass?
Absolutely, I did, Jeffrey. I absolutely did. I watched the last two, the citizen-driven initiatives. I looked at those. I looked at how they were run. I looked at the people and the community and how they responded. So when I proposed this last measure, I really went for a bare bones. My goal was just to show them what we could do with a little. And keep in mind that the last levy was merely for corrections. It didn't go to necessarily external public safety services as far as patrols and things like that. But there was 9 cents of that levy that went to the juvenile center, which was able to get it open. So we went for just a little bit, and we're hoping to give and show them a lot.
You mentioned that you would have had devastated patrols. From some people's perception, that's already happened. I mean, what was the current reality, or what was the reality of patrols before the levy, and what might it have been if it hadn't passed?
Well, if it hadn't passed, we would have been gone. I mean, there wouldn't have been any patrols. I'm fortunate enough to have a very good working relationship with the Board of County Commissioners, and they've entrusted a lot in me. I asked for $400,000 out of the public safety reserve this last budget period, and the Board of County Commissioners gave me that. That really helped us. That gives me 4 new patrol deputies all by itself. With the passing of the corrections levy, I was able to reallocate about $300,000. Now that there's a foundation in our jail, to put in 3 resident deputies. So there's 7 more total in the form of the 4 patrol and 3 resident deputies. And now I've been allocated another position to work in our schools, focusing on marijuana education and mentoring issues and educational issues in our schools, which is something we haven't had for a decade.
Does the sense of need for a marijuana education thing come on that much more strongly because of the fact that Oregon is now one of the states that allows marijuana to be possessed and used for personal use?
It does. It does. And it's sorely needed, to be honest with you. We've skipped a generation almost of our children in our schools and having, some law enforcement there again to mentor and educate, not so much enforce, just to be there to be a person that can help these kids and show them, what good law enforcement is.
That must be a tricky message, though, at this point. Just to figure out what to say on marijuana, given that you've got you're trying to talk about the dangers of marijuana and its abuse, but you also have potentially you're talking to kids whose families make money off of marijuana business.
Yeah, it is. There's a fine line there, and that's why we're out there to educate and to mentor. Not so much drop a hammer on these kids. Just let them know some of the things that can happen if with abuse and overuse. it's a real problem. But we're working on that angle too. It's the black market of the marijuana that really is causing a problem. It's not necessarily the legitimate legal growers that are registering through the OHA and the OLCC. That's where we get the black market side of it is where we're seeing a lot of the problems, and that's where they're coming from.
And you believe that the black market is taking a lot of the marijuana out of state to states where it's not allowed?
There's no question. There's no question. I mean, Jeff Sessions and the federal government he's basically put a pin on a map, and that pin is sitting directly on Southern Oregon. And we are obviously and one of the largest producers in the nation for black market marijuana. And I can tell you, I have a meeting later this week with U.S. Attorney Billy Williams up in Portland. And that's the topic, is that if we don't start regulating it ourselves and we don't start enforcing it ourselves, I truly believe the federal government will be coming.
Well, since you're talking about this, Jeff Sessions did mention that he wants to not have the Cole memo approach of the Obama administration, which was that whatever the states want to do is fine, that he's going to leave it more to the discretion of the U.S. attorneys in each state. And that is Billy Williams. That's who you're talking about here.
That's correct. Yeah. And Jeff Sessions did take away the Cole memo that was basically put in place under the Obama administration. And he gave U.S. Attorney Williams all the enforcement power basically that he needs to begin the process of starting to stop some of the black market stuff. And I don't know, maybe even the legitimate legal things that the voters approved. So it's a huge concern for me, and we need to start addressing it. It's really unfortunate. People call and complain a lot about marijuana issues, and you know, we can send them to OLCC, who regulate the recreational grows. We can send them to OHA, who regulate the medicinal grows who are registered. But really what it boils down to is the black market grows, which there are many, that falls on the sheriff's office. And we just don't have the personnel right now to address that issue. So it's almost like they can call and they're calling on deaf ears. So we're hoping to find some type of a solution to where we can start addressing this and take care of this on a local level. I don't want the federal government in here, putting their finger on us. I don't want, you know, the state to have to come in and, well, not that they can, but try to regulate this. We need to take care of this ourselves. It's a local problem, and we need to address it.
Dave Daniel is the sheriff of Josephine County and our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking about law enforcement in a fairly broad range, with the beginning point of talking about the fact that the criminal justice system in Josephine County is getting beefed up by the passage of last May's levy. You can join the conversation on the Exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email jx@jeffnet.org. Do you think, Sheriff, then, that marijuana concerns helped get the levy passed?
I think so, in part. I also think it was just an overall attitude. I think people are tired of it. They're tired of a lack of law enforcement in Josephine County. And there certainly was an air, you know, of mistrust out there and thinking that, you know, the Board of County Commissioners was going to squander money or play a shell game. Maybe there wasn't the transparency in the past that the sheriff's office now has. So I think it's a building process, and that's why this last proposal in boosting law enforcement in the county was just a little piece of the pie, and we're hoping, you know, eventually to bake that whole pie and get this thing up and running 24/7, just like it should be. Certainly our citizens deserve that, and you're here at the sheriff's office, I know, down to a person, we want to provide that. That's, you know, it's an honor and a privilege to wear the badge. And it's up to us to make sure that we provide the best public safety service and the most professional that we can. And that's the goal.
Now, as the recent opening of the juvenile center, 7 months after the levy shows, I mean, it's not like you can just flick the lights on once the election is certified. So more steps involved here. How did things go for you reopening some beds at the jail?
Unfortunately, we lost three positions almost immediately after the levy passed, and it's a very competitive business in hiring qualified personnel. I mean, it's not like you can just, like you said, turn the lights on and away you go. It's for a corrections deputy, it's up to 10 to 11 months to really get them in a position from application to all the way through their field training and academy and all of that. That's been the struggle for us. I've heard, you know, a lot of, hey, this levy passed, where are you guys at? You know, what's going on? And it takes almost just about a year for our patrol positions. We've hired. We're hiring. I have 7 people at the academy right now, 4 corrections and 3 patrol positions. I have 4 more ready to go to the academy. I have 2 more ready to go to the patrol academy. So it's really it's difficult, and it's very, like, again, it's very competitive across the nation to hire qualified law enforcement professionals.
Is this a time in history, Sheriff, when not many people want to be street cops or deputies?
Well, I ask that question, and in my interviews, and I do a sheriff's interview with all of my applicants as they get near the end of their process, is why? Why do you want to do this? When I started in 95, vast amount of support and not as much litigation, and nowadays, always on the camera, always under scrutiny. And really, it some things haven't changed. I mean, when I started, like I said, in 95, I just wanted to serve. I just wanted to help a community so bad. And I'm finding that same answer today, in that people overlook some of the things that are really unfortunate for law enforcement today. But they just want to serve, and they're good people. So we're finding them. It's just few and far between.
So is it a shallow talent pool, or just stretched thin? I mean, how would you describe it?
Well, I think you can make more money in the public sector. I think a lot of it, you get a bachelor's degree or you come out of the military, there's job opportunities out there that are very competitive. And so, a lot of those those opportunities, people aren't shooting at you. And so, I just think there's probably fewer today than there were, but there's still that quality person out there that wants to get in this game.
Dave Daniel is the sheriff of Josephine County and our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. So you mentioned about a year to get somebody from your hire to actually into the uniform and car. Once at full strength, will there still be times of the day in geographic areas with no deputies on duty?
Yeah, potentially, Jeffrey. I'm looking at increasing our hours of service. But I'm looking at it, I can't do that until I really get up and running and feel, get the pulse on what's going on as far as the needs in the county. I already know the needs, but is this enough? Well, again, this was a corrections levy, so keep that in mind. And it really only afforded me 3 positions that I was able to reallocate funds. So you add 3, I'm lucky enough to get 4 more thanks to the BCC. Is that enough to where I can go 24/7? No, it's not. But it's a step in the right direction. And I know our voting public and our citizens, they want that, but they need to see what we can do with what they've given us first. And that's part of the transparency and the trust that we need to build and create to make sure that the citizens know that they're paying for a service that's worth it.
And what is the story on jail capacity prior and now?
Well, we had to actually, we were at 130 capacity. We had to actually drop it down to 125 due to the 3 people leaving. But we are ramping up again, and the goal and the promise is that we will get to 185. And also, all of persons arrested in Josephine County will be intaked into the jail. That's a promise as well. And that's huge, because people need to see that immediate return on investment, and it's coming, but I'm just asking for the public's patience till I can get there, and we're going to get there.
Do you have a rough target date for when you'll be up to 185?
May, I think May is late May probably is a fair estimation of where we're going to be at. Like I said, 4 in the academy right now, 4 more coming, 1 out of the academy that's already on board. And we still have 4 applicants in the hopper, so we really needed to add about 13 or 14 people to the corrections division, and yet only 1 is really fully up and running, and that's, again, just due to the process of training and hiring and going to the academy and getting it all done.
Sheriff, obviously the mood is much improved in criminal justice in Josephine County. Is there a measurable difference in criminal activity?
I think it's tough to say, and I hate to step out on that statistic, line. And statistics are obviously, you can create variables any way, but I think yes. I mean, I'd say we're at the same level of criminal activity than we were, maybe more. But either way, it's not good. And perception to people is reality. So if they're feeling that and seeing that, well, it's there.
How much smaller, I mean, even once all of the pieces come into play in the levy from last year, once everything's up, all the pods open, all the beds available at the county jail, how different still is the Josephine County Sheriff's Office from what it was back in the days when the timber was rolling off the hills?
Well, it's still definitely less than then. I mean, we were receiving, you know, $14, $15, $16 million a year from the ONC and the SRS monies. We're not seeing that. I mean, this is a corrections levy, or was. So the goal is to get there, and we just need to find a funding source to get there. But it's better. I mean, it's very much better, and I think the public is seeing that, and that's important.
Is there any money from state or local marijuana taxes coming directly to the sheriff's department?
Yeah, that's a sad part of this whole equation. We received in Josephine County only about $205,000 from Measure 91 revenues. Measure 91 being the measure that legalized marijuana, and that's a drop in the bucket. I mean, when the state received $66 million, and we get $205,000, yet we're at the epicenter of the cultivation. It's had an impact, and it's kind of an unfunded mandate that we go out and try to respond when, you know, our hands are bound a bit.
Sheriff Dave Daniel, almost time to go here. I want to ask you before we do, if you can kind of see the future in ways you couldn't before the levy passed.
Oh, I can see the future. I can see the future. I see a future of 24/7 patrols. I see a full jail. I see a citizenry that is proud of their sheriff's office. I see the personnel within the sheriff's office that is just honored and happy to go to work every day. We do it out of passion and love for our community. So I don't know. It's visions of grandeur is what I see, Jeffrey. I really do. And we're not going to stop until we get there. I mean, you might chuckle, but it's real. And the Josephine County Sheriff's Office is coming. Just wait.
A very different mood in Josephine County since the law levy passed last May. As we just mentioned, the juvenile center reopened very recently. We're talking about the beds in the jail being up to 185 potentially by May, and sheriff's deputies coming online between now and the middle of the year. Dave Daniel is the sheriff in Josephine County. Thanks for joining us once again on the Jefferson Exchange.